Close your eyes, watch your breath all the way in, all the way out. Try to make your mind established right here with the breath. This is one way of establishing mindfulness. You keep track of the body in and of itself, ardent, alert, mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. The body in and of itself means the body as you're sensing it right now. Don't think about anything having to do with your body in the world, whether other people like it or not, whether it's strong enough to do the work you want to do or not, just the fact that you've got a body right here. Anything else has to do with the world, as the Buddha says, just put it aside, put it aside. Now, when you establish mindfulness like this, the Buddha says you're making a refuge for yourself, providing safety for yourself. But where does the safety lie? In the body itself? Well, the body, you know, is going to age, grow ill, die at some point. You're not focusing on the world. So what's left are the qualities you bring to this. Those are the things you're going to be able to depend on as you develop them. There's mindfulness, keeping something in mind. Alertness, watching what you're doing, knowing what you're doing while you're doing it, and seeing the results that are coming from your actions. And then there's ardency, your desire to do this well. Those are the qualities you have to depend on. If you're not alert, you can't see what's really going on. All you can do is believe what other people tell you. You can't see for yourself, because the Dharma is all about knowing your actions. So the first quality you need is alertness, and then you need mindfulness. Whatever lessons you've learned, you're able to remember, and then apply them when it's necessary. But the ardency is the really important one, the desire to really do this well. Because you can be alert to all kinds of things, mindful about all kinds of things. But it's only when it's devoted to the idea that you really do want to develop what's skillful in your mind and let go of what's unskillful. That's when all of this comes together. And that's what you can depend on. You want to maintain that intention. One, to learn what is skillful and what's not. This is why we call it practicing meditation. You're trying different things out. And when you see that something works, you remember. If you see something doesn't work, you remember that too. And then whenever a similar problem arises, you can go back through your memory. Remember, oh yes, I dealt with it this way, and these are the results I got. It gives you guidance in what to do. And that's what refuge is. It gives you guidance. Because your life is shaped by your actions. And so you want reliable guidance. We pick up messages from the people of the past as to what's wise and what's unwise. But to confirm those lessons, you really have to be ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world as you stay focused on, say, for example, the breath in and of itself. Because when you're with the breath, that awareness then spreads to the mind and feelings as well. But you're established right here. When you're established right here, you get to know what's going on right here. And you can deal with it skillfully. That's your refuge. The ultimate refuge, of course, is when you go beyond having to need to do anything at all, when you've attained the deathless. But this is the way you get there. So try to cultivate these qualities, because they will be the things that will stand you in good stead, no matter what happens outside, no matter what happens inside the mind, as long as you're ardent, alert, and mindful. You'll be able to depend on yourself to do the right thing.